Republican convention this week, and it's no great surprise, but one name in particular kept coming up again and again. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us each week wherever you find good podcasts. Make sure you hit subscribe, as well as on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Democratic convention last week. This week, the Republicans got together for their convention and to officially re-endorse Donald Trump for the presidency. Again, what a show. What did we think, Ed?
I think this was a homage to Trump. Little policy, little substance. Not to say the Democrats had a whole lot of substance. This is more everybody knows I'm great. I know I'm great. And let's just keep it going. And then threats. Threats if I don't get elected. It's got to be a rigged election and the like. So this is a move with fear, as they said they wouldn't do. But everything in this platform is about fear.
The Hatch Act is meant to keep those in government positions from using government resources for political activities. With Melania Trump making her speech from the White House Rose Garden, Mike Pompeo recording a speech while on an official trip to Jerusalem, and fireworks around the Washington Monument to celebrate Trump's acceptance of the nomination, did the Republican convention break the Hatch Act? And does it matter when there seems, you know, it's just as toothless as everything else about keeping them in line?
It's blown to smithereens. The Hatch Act means nothing. The only thing the Democrats are holding on to now is not that they violated the law, the rules, the regulations. That just doesn't make any difference to his base. What does make a difference is, are things getting worse for them rather than better? And in some respects, as the coronavirus goes down a bit, people are feeling, well, four more years, particularly among his base, because they can tolerate more injustice, both in the White House and out of the White House, including more lives, black, white, green, purple, being lost.
And Ed, just for a moment, as you say, this one was a bit of a celebration of Trump himself. Let me read you some of the key speakers from the Republican convention. This as a list that appeared on Fox News, not me cherry-picking. Donald Trump, Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, Kevin McCarthy, Joni Ernst, Tim Scott, Kristi Noem, Melania Trump, Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Tiffany Trump. Half these speakers have the same last name. It sounds like a convention for Kim Jong-un's re-election campaign.
It does, and it sounds very much the kind of thing we heard about around all the dictators in the world. It's so un-American, it's unbelievable. But we can believe this. The United States is now a failed state.
Of course, Trump might be having some trouble finding friends to talk on his behalf. The news this week, Kellyanne Conway will be leaving the White House as advisor at the end of this month after her 15-year-old daughter announced she will be suing for emancipation. Conway's lasted longer than most. What do you make of it, Ed?
Well, I think there are two things about this. Her daughter obviously is an issue. She's 15 years old, so we won't talk about that. Raising a family and political life just really don't go together. But they particularly don't go together when the kid is getting messages in school and from friends and seeing the world that her mother's in is one that is troubling for her, and she doesn't know how to react to that. But I think it's getting that way with Kellyanne too. If this ship is sinking, she wants to be one of the first off the boat just to save her sense of integrity. And she'll have a book, of course. Mm. It may be more triumphant, but she's got to do it now because later on won't work.
And speaking of old friends, Steve Bannon, Trump's former advisor, arrested and charged with fraud over a fundraising campaign that claimed to be putting money toward the construction of Trump's famous wall. No word how much Mexico put toward the fundraiser. But Bannon and associates accused of skimming off funds for their own personal use. Thoughts on this one, Ed?
Well, they're arrested by the postal police for mail fraud. So we do have some mail fraud going on in the United States. Apparently, it's big business. And those of us who are a little more on the liberal side and want everybody to vote, that's not as important as getting everyone to contribute through the mails and through the wire to our fraudulent campaigns. This has been a very interesting situation in that Bannon and others, the list goes on and on and on, accused of violating the law, penalties if given, people are given pardons. Trump made a big thing last night, a green pardon to a felon. This is lawlessness gone way beyond the pale. And the only way they can save themselves is to stay in office by legitimate or illegitimate means. This is going to be a fight literally to the death.
Looking overseas, then, the United Nations has rejected a proposal by the US to snap back sanctions that were in place before the 2015 deal because of significant non-compliance, according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. This is the same deal that Trump abandoned and that Iran has refused to renegotiate. It looks like a great big mess to me, Ed. What's going on?
Look, if you're looking around for things to do in foreign affairs where you're considered weak, let's look at Iran. Let's beat them up while they're weak. This is just, you have to hit certain boxes when you're running for president. One of them is the foreign affairs box. He can't mess with Putin. He has said nothing about the bounties on Americans' head. He said nothing about the Senate report that says conclusively the Russians were interfering with his election. So he's looking for something that's international. That's why Pompeo's speech was given from the Middle East, to make it look like peace was coming to the Middle East. These are all stunts. They're gimmicks. It's tiresome.
Speaking of Putin, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was victim to an apparent poisoning and remains, at last report, in an artificial coma. The Kremlin has attempted to damage and discredit Navalny for years now. Why the poisoning now? What are the implications?
Well, there are two ways to look at this. One of them is this was kind of some of his followers thinking, hey, we can get rid of this opposition the old way. You know, poison. I remember what happened in Great Britain. Several people poisoned. This is a favorite technique of this regime. I think this one got a little bit out of hand, and the people who were doing it on their own recognizance and not necessarily directly in Putin. Putin needs some kind of opposition. This guy wasn't such great opposition that he was going to lose an election to him, but it could certainly embarrass him.
And Kim Jong-un, what's going on? The North Korean leader was supposedly in a coma this week, but has now appeared in a press conference addressing COVID and a typhoon threatening the country. I'm still not convinced he's not actually dead. What's going on, Ed?
Well, remember, Salazar in Portugal was dead for, 6 years before he knew it? Yeah. They had stand-ins and the like. There's something going on there. And I think there has been an internal struggle going on. And they could use old film. They could use all kinds of ways of making him look like he's alive. But I think the regime internally is in deep trouble. And this helps Trump a great deal since they are not rattling their swords right now.
And back in the States, this is some breaking news. Literally, it's just come through right before we started talking, Ed. The NBA has cancelled this season following sort of protests around racial injustice. What do you make of the news?
Well, this is news that is not surprising, but is disheartening. The players say we can't be entertaining in a nation that will put us in jail, step on our throats and our brothers and sisters' throats. We're afraid for our children to go out to a house party. This is really scary. We can't take it anymore. They're so disheartened, and particularly being in this bubble where they've been for, what, 3 or 4 weeks, not seeing their own family members. We can't make any more sacrifices to keep this game going. It may mean the end of the season for the NBA. I think what will happen next is the players, coaches, and owners will put out a statement to say that injustice has to be dealt with from the highest parts of the land for us to get out there and play again. So Trump knows how to do executive orders. Now's the time.
And of course, just to touch off on this, because it has been reignited following the shooting of Jacob Blake when police shot him 7 times in the back after he'd intervened in a fight between 2 women. Now, again, with these protests that have been going on following that shooting, another 2 people have been shot and killed, and a 17-year-old arrested after far-right militia inserted themselves into these protests. And I've obviously been watching this situation for many, many weeks now, and I've seen more and more of these far-right militia members inserting themselves very violently into these situations. Thoughts, Ed?
Well, the only one thought is this helps Trump, and that's what it's about. They want mayhem. The more of it, the better. It doesn't matter who the lefties are, whether they're white, green, purple, or black. This is all about seizing power. The problem with it is, what is the end game? Let's say Trump won. Would we have this chaos for 4 more years? Absolutely. Is there a chance with the Biden victory it'll go down and go away? Absolutely.
Ed and I will be back, of course, next week to talk all the latest in the election race, as well as other US news and politics. Subscribe wherever you find the podcast. Maybe drop us a review if you're feeling generous. And check us out on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.